brings diehard sports fans together as one big family through tailgate and road trips. Now the guys from Green Legion are bringing the tailgate to the airwaves. Quimby, Hollis Tank Thomas, Michael Diaz, and Chris Sack always keep the party going, so crack a beer, take a shot, and join the virtual tailgate now on Green Legion Radio.
Hey everybody, Green Legion Radio Player Show live from the Fin here in historic Fishtown. Bringing the fish back to Fishtown. That's Fin, formerly Mad Rex, here at the Fillmore. Everybody, we are here every Tuesday. Everybody's yelling at Sam right now. What do you need from Sam, guys? What's up?
You're overmodulated.
Huh? I'm too loud.
All right, then turn me down.
Okay. Woo! We'll figure this out. Is that better? Is that better, everybody?
Yeah.
Sounds like a conversational time.
It kind of sounds like the ones that speak really fast. Those cartoon characters.
Let me know when you guys are done. Thank you.
An auctioneer?
Yeah, well, no, like the little, what are those little?
Micro machines.
No, the little cartoon characters.
And we're already 2 minutes behind schedule. Hey, everybody. Green Legion Radio Players Show. Happy to introduce our current Eagles player, but we'll get to that in just a second. Yes, in the break, we're talking about Sunday's show from the New Jersey Turnpike. That was pretty awesome, man.
There was.
And with all, Sean, you could chime in at any point in time. It's a shame that Slash is not here today, but with all the problems that we've had with this Comrex that we bought, that's the one show that comes in almost perfectly clear the entire time while we're driving
literally
90
dude.
Miles up the it makes no sense whatsoever.
The most ridiculous thing ever. It really is.
I literally expected a bunch of stuff to just happen, and nothing happened. It was just smooth sailing.
Yeah.
By the time we finished the show, we was almost at the.
By the time we were finished the show, we had 50 new signups on Twin Spires.
Yeah.
Awesome sign.
I thought it was going to be the Tim O'Keefe hour. That's exactly what I thought it was going to be, Quimby.
I had reached out to him the night before, and he was at a friend's birthday party, and I said, "Bro, I got to talk to you." He goes, "You sure?" I go, "Yeah, no, it's kind of a not." Thank you. We have brand new tablecloths and no drinks allowed on them. I asked him to reach out. Yeah, please, Tim, call me. It's kind of an emergency. And I go, hey, bro, thanks. Just so you know, get as much content as you could possibly get ready to go. Because I guarantee something's going to get screwed up here. But it didn't. We got a W. We got a lot of positives to talk about. There's some concerns here still. I got to bring up some concerns, even though Dave is going to be pissed off when I do so. But it's
no pissed off, Quimby. It's bye week, so everything's great.
This is true. This is true.
After tonight, it's smooth sailing.
So Green Legion Players Show here in December with meaningful games, which is excellent right now.
Playoff chase.
Yeah, it's not out of the realm. And you know, this is not a Super Bowl contending team. However, it would be nice to see some. These guys have to perform under some pressure situations. I'd like to see what they do and have
get some experience.
This is a game you got to win. Okay, let's see if you go out and do it. And we got to make up for what happened, you know, two Sundays ago. But we tied a bow on that one.
Need more big plays from the punter. That's what it comes down to.
Well, first of all, we're gonna get into that. We're gonna ask him why he was so damn lazy this Sunday. Only one punt, 43 yards. Yeah, thanks for coming out, man. Thanks for making the trip up the turnpike. You should have been on the bus with us. You could have done more good on the radio show. Anyway, Green Legion Radio Players Show brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. For all your residential contracting needs, make sure you contact them at 484-202-3656. Is that what it is? Oh, my God, it's been so long. 484-202-3656 or mcsinc-pa.com. Also brought to you by Bud Light Seltzer, Mick Ultra, Stateside Vodka, and Stateside Bourbon, Diaz. Dave Bavuso, State Farm, Greater Philadelphia Health Action, Crab du Jour, and The Fin, which we are at right now. If you're anywhere in the area, make sure you come on by. We know it's a little early. People are just getting out of work, but got a nice little vibe here already. We got a sexy Australian in here as well. Not going to lie. He had a tough time getting laid in college. Bucks County Baseball Company and of course, Twin Spires. But before we get into anything else, it's Tank Time.
Welcome to Tank Time. Today is December the 7th, 2021, the 341st day of the year. There's only 24 of these puppies left. Now, today I took Tank Time to talk about one of my best friends.
Thank you.
And I'm one of my best friends, my brother and one of my best friends. is today, not today, but tomorrow, it's his birthday. So the Legends,
we're talking about, me.
We're talking about you. The Legends wanted to let you know that the Legends have been collecting all of your hot air. This is all Captain could fit in his car. We love you, and we hope this year you find a good Stromboli in Philly.
Thank you. Thank you, Legends. So, I appreciate that. High aspirations.
So that's what I took take time to do. It's your birthday as well as my brother Bianco's birthday, as well as my dad's birthday, who's passed away. It's coming up in a couple of days. So I always get nostalgic around this time. And then I found out it was your birthday. So me and Captain was supposed to come in as soon as you said it was tank time, but he messed the whole surprise up. It was supposed to be a total surprise for you, baby.
Yeah, I mean, he accidentally had a daughter. You know his timing's not on all the time.
Giggity. And I also want you to know that on your birthday the day before your birthday in 1979, Star Trek, the very first movie, it came out.
Ooh.
Yes, so for all you Star Trek people. And there's a couple of other birthdays.
I'm sorry about the sci-fi thing, but yeah, you got to look at it.
Yeah. Today is also Ravaging Rick Rue birthday. And set things off, today is Alex Singleton's birthday, but the other part to set things off.
My man crush.
No, today is T.O. birthday. Take it away, Quimby.
Quimby, Richard, another year around the sun. Tell me, what was the leather helmet era like?
It was fun
in professional football.
Well, you know, it's awesome because it did protect those that do have hair.
Wow. I'm holding on.
I can play with this as long as you want, man.
That's an insult to somebody who actually doesn't have hair. Okay.
Well, really. Hold on. He's holding on like Trump. You gave up a while ago. Probably committed. You're good. Tank, I appreciate that.
No
man.
Problem.
I appreciate all you guys.
Are we actually going to introduce our guest?
We're going to do that right now.
Good.
Don't worry.
He's getting a little insecure here.
Well, no,
he doesn't get a chance to punt on one Sunday, then he doesn't get introduced until like 15 minutes into the show on Tuesday.
It's all right.
Why do we invite Dave?
Don't worry. We got plenty to talk about with Aaron. But first of all, to my left, producing tonight, because Slash is out sick, we got Super Sam Brady. I know your Tampa Bay Buccaneers did well on Sunday, so you're pretty happy, right?
I cursed the TV.
All right. Michael, shut up. Diaz, what's happening, baby?
Nothing, man. It's nice to have a Sam here next to me. It's
We're waiting for the bump bump.
No, we'll just see how she does. I'm sure she's really nervous right now.
She's talking more than Slash has. Host of your Philadelphia Eagles Insider Podcast, Mr. Dave Spadaro. How are you, sir?
Good, guys. How are you? Great to be here.
Excellent. Backbone of Green Legion Radio, number 78 in your program, number one in your hearts, Mr. Hollis Tank Thomas.
Good evening, and happy birthday again.
And our special guest, soon-to-be Pro Bowl, special teams punter from Melbourne, Australia.
Melbourne. Melbourne.
You actually can let the guy who knows how to talk correct him, because you correct him. It really just pissed me off, too.
Melbourne. Is it really Melbourne?
Melbourne is fine. That's
but right. How do you pronounce
it? Why did you say Melbourne?
Melbourne.
Melbourne?
Yeah.
Melbourne?
It's good.
All right.
Either way works.
Right.
Wait. Melbourne is pronounced Melbourne?
It's your show.
Again, you had to walk into this country with that accent and that face, huh?
Wait a minute. It's Melbourne is pronounced Melbourne?
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Diaz, congratulations.
Everyone.
You know I know that?
Anyway.
Our favorite basketball players.
Everybody, as I'm trying to introduce him, Mr. Aaron Sipos. How are you, sir?
Thanks for having me. Appreciate
it. Thanks for coming.
And we thank Detroit for screwing up your career.
Sipos.
Me too.
Is it Sipos?
Sipos. Yeah, Sipos. That's fine.
Yo, Aaron, what's up, man? That's all the further we're going.
But you know what's cool about Aaron? He was actually super busy on Sunday because he's also the holder.
I understand that.
Yeah. Cool.
I was going to wait for somebody to bring up that technicality other than me saying, yo, man, way to be freaking lazy on Sunday.
Have you ever appreciated what a holder does, Quimby? I mean, a holder of the football, not just...
He's the one responsible for making sure that ball goes through the uprights.
Laces out.
Basically.
Right. We know that.
That's how it works.
We've all seen Ace Ventura, baby. We know.
Fine holder.
So let's get to injury report. Dave, anything substantial we got to know about?
I will say this. You know, it's the bye week now, so Aaron is graciously giving his time to us tonight. Otherwise, he would be knee-deep in baby poop.
Congratulations, by the way.
Yes, thank you congratulations.
Very much. Appreciate that.
It's a great time for the bye week. 13 weeks into the season.
It's the latest ever.
Woo!
Yeah. It's good. The injury report is hopeful, and it's encouraging. And They are hopeful that Jordan Howard comes back next week. They're hopeful that Jason Kelsey's not hurt. Davion Taylor's on the mend. I don't think there's anything really lingering from Sunday's game. Miles Sanders, they think, will be okay. You know, we'll find out.
Hurts?
Yeah, I think that they're expecting him to be fine.
Well, we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But, okay, good news.
It's exciting.
I mean,
going down the stretch as healthy as you can be.
You can't ask for a better bye week if you are in some sort of race.
Right.
And at this point, we actually are. It may seem a little bit of a stretch, but we are. These games are meaningful. And you've got three games in a row that are winnable, without question. And one of them should be a damn revenge game after what happened a couple Sundays ago.
I think all
ago.
Four are winnable, actually. I mean, I think Dallas is a team that when they have all of their weapons, they're one of the best teams in the league. But I think they're going to have they will have beaten Washington. They will have clinched the division by the time they come to Philadelphia.
So
there is nothing
to play for,
because if you win a division, you play at home, and only one team gets a bye week.
Hey, listen, two things, guys. Win, get into the playoffs, I make more money. Perfect.
And see what's up. Yeah.
Lose, Tank and I get to go to the Caymans early. Everybody win.
Everybody win.
Aaron, do you feel physically that this is a great time for a bye week?
Yeah, I think so. I think everybody's probably been hanging out with it for the last couple of weeks, and I think it's a great time for us to all get together and heal our bodies and for the last 4 weeks to really have a good shot at it. So we're in a good position right now, and if we finish strong, then we're right there in the chase.
Will you punt at all this week?
Probably not, to be honest. I haven't done it for the last 2 weeks, so why not? Do I just continue?
You've already got her, dude. All you did was start talking, and she just lost her.
Sam's melting.
She just lost it. Look at her. She's not even trying to hold back.
We're going
to
need a mop over here.
Yeah.
That is
awesome.
Mop it for. So wait, I'm sorry, this is family programming.
Yes, it's family programming.
No,
yes.
I'll probably take the rest of the week off, honestly, and freshen up myself and be ready to go for what's coming next.
Workouts this week?
We'll work out. We'll definitely get a keeper going, and from the strengths point of view, I don't want to lose any of that stuff. But in terms of actually kicking, I think it'd be good for me to rest up too and make sure I'm ready to go.
Awesome.
That's good stuff. Nice. Well, let's talk about this game. Pros, cons, everything that we saw, what we didn't see. Of course, I need to put my glasses on.
Well, when you get to that age, you sure do, don't you, Quimby?
It's all right, you guys.
It's all right. I'm with you right there with
care.
You, pal.
You knew care. He was going to say. You knew they were going to be jokes.
I want to talk about three things that concern me. One, you brought up after talking with Seth during the game.
Yep.
Why, with a struggling rookie quarterback, are you not sending the house a few times?
So you don't give up a 65-yard touchdown pass.
Mm.
He's not, he is so talented.
Oh.
He has
been
so good.
Awful.
He's the worst-rated quarterback in the league.
Whoa, you guys obviously have not watched him.
Yes,
he's looking
I
at
have.
The numbers.
Yes,
he's
I
playing
have.
Behind a bad offensive line. They've had injuries all over the place. He was out for 4 weeks with a knee injury. He gets rid of the ball fast. He's got zing. He's accurate. That kid's got a chance to be a really great quarterback. Now, is he that yet? No. But the talent.
Does he still have a banged up offensive line?
Yes.
Yeah, but
are they still playing like absolute garbage?
They scored 18 points.
And the because they didn't get in his face.
Yeah. And the other part is,
I would have hit him at least once or twice. I would have taken a Derek Barnett 15 yarder, for God's sake.
Now, first of all, Dave, when you come in here and you start talking about a player, he's been stinking up the joint since he touched the field. They had a backup come in and play better than him. If you don't,
a backup who'd been in the league. Oh, the Mike White kid.
Yeah, he played well for one game. Yeah, he played well for one game. And so we want to give the rookie one game to play well against us. No. You're supposed to heat him up, pressure bust pipes.
Whoa.
He was
first,
standing back
first,
there.
First,
hold on.
He got rid of the ball in a second. Half a second.
Can I finish?
Yeah.
You know why he got rid of the ball in a half second? Because we were playing off. We were giving him everything that he took. He was 12 or 14
in the first half. He sure was.
And you should.
He hadn't thrown a touchdown pass.
Look at that!
Before
he just
Halloween.
Made the flower think, close up before sundown.
I think the philosophy was let's first of all, the opening kickoff goes to the 20-yard line.
Yep.
Okay. So
didn't everybody
that didn't,
just
that didn't
went?
Help the
oh God! Really?
That didn't help the defense. So that's one drive.
I know.
So you're talking about two drives.
Well, you heat him up even when he first gets out there. You heat him up when he first gets out there. You have to be accountable. And then you're leaving your defensive line 5-4 all the time.
Yeah.
5-6 all the time. I mean, 4-6, 4-7 all the time. At some point, you need to make some movements or send some guys in there and have some run blitzes to put pressure on. The quarterback should not be back there listening to Beethoven. He should be listening to scary movie type music.
Did you see a lot of blitzes in the second half?
Nope.
Well, did you see the defense stop them? Shut them out in the second half?
A little bit.
Did the Jets score in the second half?
A little bit.
Did the Jets score?
They did not.
Yeah, thank
they
you, Aaron. Thank you.
No, they did not. But was he
Aaron, you just did it to Sam again.
I know. But was he still standing back there comfortably? Did he still think that he could score?
All right. You two shut up. I just wanted to bring it up.
Yeah.
I didn't want to make...
Why start with negatives? That's what I don't get.
Because I want to finish with positives.
Okay.
Is that okay?
I thought you started.
Don't you eat your vegetables before you have dessert?
No, sometimes.
Okay. I always eat dessert first.
Well, here is the next negative, and this one is a concern. And I know what your first response is going to be, Dave. So I'm going to get it out of the way first. Well, we've been running the ball a lot. Okay, great. But my concern right now is you spent a lot of draft capital over the last few years trying to get a prolific receiver in this lineup, and we actually still believe that we have one. In Devontae Smith, but it doesn't appear since the Carolina and the Chiefs game, his production's gone down pretty substantial, and so much so, you know, you had a quarterback finally lighten it up a little bit for our team, and he only had 2 receptions, targeted what 4 times, I think. So, my concern is where are they going with Devontae?
Well, I mean, you look at it and
Aaron.
Oh, I thought he was looking at me. I'm sorry, Aaron. You want to take it?
No, I'll leave it to you guys. Leave it to you.
Go ahead. Aaron, this is your
the
first.
The less he talks, the better off we might. You know, we might get through the show.
So. We're happy Aaron's here, but the last 3 years, all we hear about is running and running and running and running and running. And when the quarterback has 19 attempts a game and 6 of them, I mean, you know, I understand what you're saying, but if we want to run and run and run and run and don't pass and don't pass. He's taking 33% of the snap of the targets in these, you know, 6 out of 19. That's a good target share. There's just not a whole lot of targets going around.
Well, in this game, Dallas Goedert was obviously the featured attraction. 6 catches, 6 targets, 2 touchdowns. The Eagles played a lot of 13 personnel, which is 3 tight ends and 1 running back. So Devontae oftentimes wasn't on the field as a single receiver on the field. So they wanted to have a blocker. So it was Jalen Reagor. Sometimes it was J.J. And Devontae really didn't play that many snaps. So his numbers have gone down a bit. But look, I mean, I think the idea is you are unselfish. And when your offense is averaging 211 rushing yards a game in the last 3 weeks, when you are rushing for 160 yards a game this season, best in the NFL, there's only going to be so many opportunities for somebody else. So with you, the pattern that I'm seeing with you, Quimby, is when the Eagles don't run as much as you want, you come in here and you say the Eagles aren't running enough.
No. I told you this from the beginning. I said I'd like to see more balance, a lot more balance. I want to see some deep shots. All right, now, Gardner did take some deep shots this time, all right? But up until then, we hadn't seen that. Detroit game is a glaring example of what I'm talking about.
Denver, there were deep shots?
I don't know. I didn't see the entire freaking game.
Big Red was standing in front of you.
Son of a bitch.
One guy in the entire stadium.
He was in front of me, too.
One guy in the entire stadium in the upper level. We're watching the game. Quimby comes in last because he's got to clean up his stuff. He comes in. There's one dude.
Looks who's like standing,
He's standing in front of us. He looks like some lumberjack dude with his wife. And Quimby's seat is directly behind him. It was classic.
So you didn't go home and watch the tape?
I swear to God, if there wasn't a certain individual there that was... If there was a certain individual that wasn't there, I'd have kicked him right in his spine. They'd have been carrying his ass out. Tank, go.
Well, I was basically saying, Dave, we just want to see more balance. I'm cool with the passes, but if we're mowing them down like we've been doing, I'm cool with the runs. But I understand Devontae, he's probably at the point of the season to where we got him on tape, and so if you look at some of the coverage, they're rolling a lot of the coverages to him, and also he's got to be able to get stop them from pushing him out of bounds.
And by the way, Quez also had 3 catches, 60 yards. So I mean, they did have some big plays down the field.
No, I get it. It's his first season, and we're in week 14. I'm not I'm not raising a red flag. I'm just putting a light on right now and saying, you know, what is this guy going to be? He's not a deep threat, so if he's going to be...
What?
What have you seen from him as far as deep threats go?
I mean, he's averaging 14 yards a catch. That's pretty good.
I get that, but what's his long?
36.
Okay.
38? Yeah. 36.
And he might have two others in the 20s. What's up, Sam? It's 19. Can't hear you.
It's 19.
It's 19. Say it in the mic.
What do you mean?
19 what?
Minutes.
19 what?
Minutes.
I know. I got it. I'm about ready to close up. We got this.
What is this now? The number two most professional podcast in Philadelphia? Yeah.
Obviously we not.
I said it. I texted them during
obviously
the show.
We're going downhill.
We should be on a bus going
all right,
up 95.
Yeah, shut up. I got to get to this. So, Greater Philadelphia Health Action, GPHA, providing medical, dental, behavioral health, pharmacy, and child development services for over 50 years. Full family care for the entire family, prenatal, pediatrics, adult specialty services, and more. COVID-19 vaccine and testing available. 11 locations throughout Philadelphia, over 85,000 patients. Telehealth and on-site appointments available. Schedule an appointment today, 888-296-GPHA. That's 888-296-GPHA. Or visit them on the web at gphainc.org. Green Legion Players Show, live from the Finn here at the Fillmore in Fishtown with special guest Eagles punter Aaron Sipos.
Sipos.
Good. Sipos?
Good.
Sipos?
Very good.
From Melbourne. From Melbourne. Everybody, we'll be back on Green Legion Radio Players Show right after this. Good. I'm assuming we're back on, John. Okay, good, good. We're trying to be professional here once again. Everybody, Green Legion Radio Players Show, live from the Finn here in Fishtown. An excellent American cuisine garnished by contemporary European style.
Ooh, that's good. I'm just saying the lobster rolls kick ass. Right.
Damn Skippy.
Oh, and Miss Pottstown 2021 has arrived. Ryan, how are you?
Yay. Philly's finest 2022 calendar.
Yes, we are giving calendars away once again. Ryan and Connie are both here this evening. Good to see both ladies. We got Mr. and Mrs. Keenan Harmon here. Woo! We also have Captain, who's trying to figure out how to eat with a fork and his index finger. Excellent. Well, way to go, official social customs military training and background. Anyway, let's get back to it. Our guest this evening, Aaron Sipos from Melbourne.
Jeez. It's getting better every time.
Ugly? Talk about ugly American.
You have no idea because you can't see Sam's face every time you talk. Yeah, once again, you had a tough time getting laid, didn't you? You got here.
Mrs. Sipos must be wondering what's going
lucky
on.
Lucky she's not listening.
It's all in good fun. Actually, my best friend, Tony, and a buddy of his went down to Australia and did a tour up the Gold Coast for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And he said... their accent worked well down there.
There's no doubt.
So, yep. You know, it's all what we're not used to. Mrs. Sipos, we love you. We respect you. Don't worry. We are going to have to ask him whether or not ladies from Australia are hotter than Auburn girls because we'll I watched that. The Iron Bowl, and that was ridiculous. There was a section. We'll get to that.
Hey, Aaron, I definitely want to get to that section.
Yeah. So I did have one other concern that I wanted to speak to you about, Dave, and everybody else on the panel. So we did see the tight end finally get featured in this offense, which is something that we have not seen all season. And curious as to whether or not you think that was because of the change of quarterback and whether or not Minshew was able to see him a little bit.
So you're talking about Dallas Goedert, who's tied for second with the most receiving yards and receiving first downs among NFL tight ends since week 7? You knew that, right?
This was an observation. Okay. How many touchdowns does he have?
4 now.
All right, so he doubled his productivity in one game.
Okay, now it's touchdowns we're complaining about.
No, I'm just.
Let's look at his game by game. Look, okay. I mean, it's been the week before for sure. Look, nobody. The offense just.
You know, we traded Zach. All right, Dallas is our man right now, and I believe all of us have expected a lot from him because I believe he's that talented.
Yeah, I mean, and
every Eagles offense has always featured a tight end.
Yeah. 6 for 72 against Detroit.
That's a month ago.
5 for 62 against New Orleans. 6 for 105 the other day.
All right, that's three games.
Okay, that's three of the last six games.
I'm seeing this comment. Quimby, are you commenting on Goddard? Are you commenting on the quarterback?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I agree with you. I think that Minshew and Hurts have kind of an opposite kind of game where Hurts relies on his legs
I'm wondering if Minshew's approach to the game or whether the coaching staff's approach to Minshew at quarterback allowed for a more balanced attack, which we saw on Sunday.
Yeah, it was a more balanced attack. When you look at it, we run a lot more when Jalen.
And by the way, watching Miles run the ball 24 times made me really freaking happy. Not going to lie.
Yeah, and
now, whether or not, you know, now question mark is whether or not he's going to be healthy. But I'm not going to lie. Miles has also, here's another, and this is a favor. All right, Miles has changed his running style.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He is not so east and west. Right.
He's looking at that hole. He's hitting it. Yep. There's occasional where he's dancing around a little bit, but I think he is actually seeing the field a little better. Aaron,
come in on Miles' running style, Aaron.
No, I just think that if something's working really, really well, why would you want to go away from it? If we're running the ball really, really well, especially over the last month, why would we want to change that? So I understand the whole balance type thing, but hey, when we're rushing for 200 yards and teams can't stop it, why not continue that trend? No matter if it's Miles, Jordan, Kenny, you know, any of those guys, and you just go for it.
Agreed. 100%. 100%. But during that stretch where we really started to run the ball, which started in Detroit, all right, yep. Miles yep. was out for 2 weeks.
Yep.
Now he comes back, 3 weeks, actually. You're right, Dave. And it appears as though his running style is a bit different. And
I think he's taking the coaching now because I think they've been telling him to hit the hole because the big runs will
well,
be there.
Hold on. Aaron, have you heard anything?
He's not going to say anything.
I think maybe the coaching and the good guys around him that help him with that too. I think he's seen Jordan be such a north-south runner and Kenny probably doing the same thing. It's, you know, it helps him.
And now if he doesn't have to say anything because I seen the coaches on the sideline when he that game when he went out of bounds twice.
Oh,
yeah, exactly. So you know exactly what I'm talking about. I was watching the game and the coach, but as soon as he got to the sideline, the coach did this. And that means hit it up in there. Don't run out of bounds. Give it to me.
Everybody, Chris Sack in the house.
Sack, how you doing, baby? I thought Sack would be wearing a long black veil after the firing of AV the other day. We'll get to that later.
Hold on. Let me see. I've been working on it. Crickets.
That's not bad. I think another thing with Sanders, but could be competition.
Right.
They put Jordan Howard in there, and he was doing exactly what you've been saying for Miles to do for years. A little push there, and he says, "Yeah, I'm sitting down. These guys are running all over. I got to start listening a little bit."
I think more it's more running backs when they know that there's a hole there, right? When they see when they,
you, giggity,
you get to and through the hole. And sometimes when there's not a hole there, this offensive line has been blowing open holes. So there's much more confidence.
This is a family show, right. Dave.
Dave, I understand what you're saying. But sometimes there's a hole there, and sometimes the running back can make the hole because all he has to do is put his foot in the ground and get north and south instead of running east and west and letting fat guys like myself catch up to him and drag him down from behind. Because running east and west, I'm running down the line. And if you run east and west, you're helping me out. So if you notice a lot of guys now, they're getting a lot of secondary tackles instead of the big dogs up front.
Okay.
I'm happy with what he did, but I didn't think that he needed 20 plus carries.
Boston Scott was sick,
yeah,
and Jordan Howard was out, Kenny Gainwell got hurt. There's one other question I'm going to ask on behalf of Quimby, because Quimby's been asking this question for many years, Aaron.
Okay.
Yep. And you as a fellow Aussie can help out with the answer. Do you see any opportunity for Jordan Mailata to get a carry?
He should definitely have one run.
Why? Thank you.
Why not? Why not? Like, why not just get him in there and just
Did Jordan ever whoop your ass on the Australian rules football?
No. We play different sports, so this is the thing that everyone gets confused about, is that rugby's not the same as the sport that I played.
What did you play?
I played Australian rules football, so it's a little bit different, but hey, we won't get into the specifics right now.
Well, no.
What are you saying? Hold on, we're about to get into specifics.
All I can say is that Jordan's way tougher than me, and I'll leave it at that.
So, hold the phone here. Turn me up just a hair.
Just a bit up.
All right, so let's get to know Aaron Sipos.
Yes.
It's Aaron Sipos, sister. It's Aaron Sipos.
Well, yeah, quick correct
people. Let's get to know freaking Aaron. How about that? Because I'm completely freaking confused right now. All right, so first again, congratulations. Daughter?
Yes, little
all right.
girl.
Yep. All right, good luck.
Thank you.
Are you changing diapers yet?
I am. Okay. It's interesting. So
we can spell that on the way in.
I
don't
feel
worry.
Pretty good about it, but, you know. So it's a work in
How's
progress.
Your technique? Are you watching film on it?
No, there's no film needed for that stuff. You don't want to go over that stuff again.
All right, Dave, we only have 6 minutes left in the set. 29 years old from Melbourne.
Yep, very good.
Australia. 6'2", 212. You can make some tackles on the field. I mean, it's kind of like having an 11th.
I had one in the preseason against the Jets, which was nice, but hopefully I don't have to do that too much more. So
he's not a Teddy Bridgewater out there. He can take a hit.
No, that's right. I feel bad for Teddy, though. You know, it's been rough for him, but hey, we'll move on.
Did it hurt when you tackled whoever you tackled?
No, it was okay. I think it was actually the returner that just went for 80 yards on us on the weekend, so it was lucky it was him and not anybody else.
So Jordan Mailata comes in to the NFL in a completely different program than you. Yours is called Pro Kick.
Yep.
Talk to us about that. Tell us how you went from, let's see here, hotter girls in, no. how you went from St. Kilda?
Yeah, very good.
St. Kilda Football Club to the NFL.
Yeah, so I used to play professionally back home in Australia, as I said, Australian rules football, and participated in that for 5 years professionally. And once that all ended, decided to look to try and become an NFL punter. So there's a program called Pro Kick Australia that a guy called Nathan Chapman organized and created himself, and he's been able to get a lot of college students over, you know, a lot of college kids over here and play college football and get a degree in something that they're passionate about.
Yeah, we're
going
to get to Auburn in a hot second.
So my coach actually tried to come over here and play himself for 2 or 3 years and didn't quite make it as an NFL punter, and he thought, well, how is there a way to try and get guys into the system maybe a little bit easier? And he thought, why not try and get him into the college system first? So I joined that program, and I did that, and I think in 2017, and then trained there for about 9 months, and the opportunity
You can use the cheat sheet I provided you.
That's good. That's very good. No, I used the opportunity to come and play at Auburn University down in Alabama, and it was a great couple of years there. Thoroughly enjoyed it, and it's been a great ride so far.
Aaron, we actually got a fan from back in those days, Matthew Wilson, chiming in, just saying he loved watching you play at St. Kilda. Always hoped you played for the play at the Magpies.
Oh,
But glad he's punting well for the Birds.
That's good.
What does that mean?
I guess the team that he's talking about was one of our rivalries teams back home in Australia. So, me personally, nobody likes the Magpies.
Okay, so you understand the Dallas rivalry.
Exactly right.
So, Cowboys.
That's right, exactly right. I'm all aboard this cowboy train too. So, it's a bit of a rivalry going on there, but it's all good.
All right, number one, can you make money? Like, do you make good money in Australian rules football?
Yeah, I mean, you can make a significant amount of money.
But you can also make good money harvesting gold in the outback.
That's very true. I don't know if there's much of it there anymore, but you can make a good amount of money. It's obviously nothing compared to what it is here, but if you play for long enough in that league, then certainly you set yourself up for the rest of your life.
And then what's the difference between kicking an Australian rules football and a college football and an NFL football?
Yeah.
Well, the Auburn girls.
We'll get to that. That's your line of questioning.
The Australian rules ball is a little bit bigger and rounder, so it definitely is easier to kick.
Giggity.
Yeah, good one. That was great. I set myself up for that one so badly.
All right.
I don't know if I should be talking about balls anymore. That might be it. But let's just say that the Australian rules one is definitely easier to kick, and certainly took a bit of time to adapt to the college ball and the NFL one, that's for sure.
What does sort you out mean?
Sort you out?
Yeah.
Oh, it can mean many things. I can, like, sort you out with a nice pair of bit of clothing, nice pair of shoes, or I can sort... Or I can sort you out in terms of let's meet on the street and I'll try and, you know...
Yeah, okay. Hey, I got something for you. This works really well. Catch it.
Uh-oh. Yeah, okay, that's good. I might need it, too. That's for sure.
All right, so let's be honest here. Hotter girls in Melbourne or Auburn? Because, let's be honest, that Iron Bowl, there was a camera angle that would not stop. There was a section. It had to have been 95% female. Did you watch the Iron Bowl this year?
I absolutely did.
In the fourth quarter, yeah. What the hell was that? I'm looking there everywhere. And I'm going, oh, my God, I'm 32 years removed from college. Why the hell did I not go to Auburn?
Yeah, look, there's a lot of pretty girls out there, but you know, I was 26 at the time, and those girls are 18 years old, so it's a
perfect.
Bit creepy for me.
Jamba. Hold on a second.
Hey, you know.
But, no, even no, better. No, they're even better.
Southern girls are
Dear
very good.
Diary. Jamba.
No, those Southern girls are very pretty. There's no doubt about that. They know how to dress themselves up for the occasion.
Hey. So were you a fan of American football growing up?
Yeah, big time. I didn't pick up on it until probably 2008, 2009. But ever since then, I've tried to follow it as much as I can. I'm honestly still learning the game. There's so much to learn about it, which is exciting. But certainly enjoyed watching it for many years.
This is why I think that American football will never be a world game, because Aaron admitted to me a moment ago that he doesn't know everything, every nuance about the game. It's a really hard game to learn.
Oh, absolutely. You guys talking about it for the last 30 minutes has just blown my mind. So it's incredible. But I thoroughly enjoy watching it, and it's actually been good to still learn about it as you're working in that environment. It's pretty cool.
Trust me, Aaron, when you look at things, I had to learn the entire NFL game differently than I learned the college game, because there's some rules and some nuances in the NFL game that you don't have in the college game. Like, once the overtime is over, that's a tie.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it's very strange.
That's it. Our quarterback didn't even know that.
Yes. Thanks,
well,
Donovan.
I have to be honest with you. One of my favorite things that I've ever done in my life, and I've done it four times, was going to Hong Kong for the Sevens.
Okay.
And when you realize how universal that type of football actually is, you I mean, we're Americans, we go, yeah, you know, we're the greatest, blah 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 blah. But there's been so much more universal sport for a much longer time, and you know, you have 20 countries competing in the Sevens.
Yep.
It's mind-boggling. It's cool. It's CAF.
Absolutely.
CAF.
It is pretty cool.
Have you ever been to the Hong Kong Sevens?
I haven't been to the Hong Kong Sevens myself, but it has had, like, we have had competitions in Australia that you can go to and watch, and it is pretty cool. Yeah.
Aren't the Sevens rugby a completely different sport than Aaron played back in?
Completely. Okay. No. I just wanted to confirm.
We'll always go back.
Australian rules, and you have rugby.
That's right.
And they're, you know, it's derivative. Australian rules has 12-on-12, right?
It's 18-on-18, actually.
Oh, 18-on-18.
Yeah. How big's the field? How wide's the field?
It's 150 yards long and 130 yards wide.
Hollis, wow. You can fit on that.
Holla! That's way too wide and long.
That is.
Yeah. You guys, let's do this. We got to take a break here because I know Sean's waiting for me here.
Giggity.
Dave Bavuzzi. Yeah. You should have seen what was going on the entire time you were talking. We still have more to get to on Aaron. But
I need a raincoat.
Hey, everybody, Dave Bavuzzi.
Her new nickname is Squirmin. Squirmin Sandy.
Dave Bavuzzo, State Farm. You deserve to get good service and great rates at State Farm. We get it, and we're here to help, because with every State Farm policy, you get good neighbor service, and you get surprisingly great rates. So what are you waiting for? Get going and talk to local State Farm agent Dave Bavuzzo about your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. When you want the real deal, call Dave Bavuzzo, State Farm Agency, 856-740-5012. That's 856-740-5012. 740-5012. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements. Everybody, just because he's in Williamstown, New Jersey, doesn't mean if you're in Philadelphia, you can't use him for your insurance and as your broker. Dave Bavuso, State Farm. Everybody, Green Legion Radio Players Show, live from the Finn in Fishtown. Hey, everybody, can we get an
E-A-T-L-E-S, Eagles!
We got to get Aaron to the Pro Bowl, by the way. Everybody, brought to you by MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry, back on Fox Sports The Gambler right after this. Song playthrough. Everybody, Green Legion Radio Players Show live from the Finn here in Fishtown. Bringing the fish back to Fishtown. All right, so it's been a little bit of a cluster bleep so far. But we do have an excellent guest, Aaron Sipos. Sipos? You know what? Go to hell. Here's what I have. Aaron, go to hell, Sipos.
There you go.
That's been the best one all night.
Yes.
So here we go. Girls hotter in Melbourne or girls hotter in Auburn?
Are we still on that topic?
Yeah, we are. Shut up. I'm running the show.
I'm going to say Melbourne.
Melbourne?
Yeah.
Really?
How much? Wait, what was that again?
Melbourne.
Okay.
Melbourne. Melbourne.
All right, got it.
Do you have a Philadelphia? Can you do a Philadelphia accent? Can you say
not
murder?
At all. I'm not even going to try.
Don't try.
Murder dirter.
He murdered his dirter.
You sound like the chef from the Muppets.
You see that? That's all I got.
You ever listen to animals singing? Oh God, what's the?
Can you do E.T. phone home?
It's all good.
Come on, try it.
E. All right, so do you want to talk at all about your AFL career?
Yeah, we can definitely talk about that.
Let's do it.
Yeah, so played professionally for 5 years in Australia.
Talk about the fundamental differences between rugby and Australian rules football.
I'll try my best. So rugby is a lot similar, I guess, to the NFL in terms of one team's on one side, one team's on the other side. Come in, you kind of clash together. Australian rules is more like soccer in terms of people kind of run around the field everywhere. No offsides like soccer, but just get to run around. And we are obviously heavily kicking based. That's why I guess Australians find it easier to come over here and punt, because that's the technique that we've learnt.
You're kicking for accuracy.
Basically. So I started doing that when I was 3 years old, and that's just kind of what I've done.
Were you
8 feet
tall then?
I wasn't, unfortunately, but I was pretty tall as a kid, so I can't complain too much. So, yeah, it was good. But I just grew up playing that my whole life and did that. And I was fortunate enough to play 5 years. I would have probably loved to have played a little bit longer, but I'm in this position now, so it's great.
As we know, there's been a long, long line of Australian men who've come over and been punters in the NFL. Talk about when it all started. We all know Savrocco, who kicked
Savrocco.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Back in the early
2000s. We seem to be leading the charge.
Yeah, you definitely.
Well, there's a lot, and there's a lot of them, actually.
Savrocco could hit, too.
Yeah, he could. Huge.
He wasn't afraid.
No. I saw him blast a couple of people.
Yeah, he was a big dude, so he would certainly go down there and happy to tackle guys. But we've had Ben Graham that was at Detroit and Arizona for a little bit, and Darren Bennett probably was the one that kind of started it all.
Oh, yeah.
Back when he was playing with the Chargers, and he was obviously very, very good too. So it's slowly been in the works, but I feel like it's definitely kind of burst onto the scene in the last kind of 6 or 7 years.
Yeah, I mean, we've had Rocca, we've had Matt McBryer, we've had Cam Johnston.
Yep.
And now we have Mr. Sipos.
I was waiting for you to screw it up, because I've done it the entire time. By the way, everybody, we want to thank our good friend Jeff Quinn from Echelon Health and Fitness joining us this evening.
Ah,
everybody.
There he is.
You got City Fitness here on the other side in Philadelphia. If you're on the other side of the bridge, make sure for all your health and fitness needs, check out Echelon Health and Fitness, our good friends over there, Dave and Susie, and, of course, Jeff Quinn. We appreciate you being here. So one more question.
Squint.
Tell us something that people don't know about it.
I'm a big golf fan. I enjoy playing my golf a lot.
So, Quinny, we got a fourth.
Yeah. So
we got a fourth.
Anytime you want me, I'm here, ready to go.
Are you good?
I think I'm pretty handy at it, but we'll guess we'll have to wait to get on the course for that.
Well, handy as in what?
Giggity.
No. What?
One man show.
What's your handicap? Six.
Ah, we could use you in a couple scrambles, my man.
I'm available anytime you want. So I definitely enjoy my golf a lot. I certainly try and get out there as much as possible throughout the off season.
When you and Jake go at it, who comes out on top?
Yeah, Jake is very, very good. So, I mean, he plays off scratch, so he's still got me covered. But again, that's just something to work for. So Jake and I are happy to play anytime you like.
Is Jake the best? Is Jake the best athlete in the locker room?
I think he'd be pretty close, to be honest. In terms of overall every sport, I'd say he probably is. I mean, he's pretty good at his tennis, golf,
ping pong
he's really good at. So
No, do not bring up ping pong.
Don't you ever put table tennis.
If he needs doubles, I am first doubles 1997 IFA champion, Drexel University.
I can tell you what Jake Elliott's responsible for. I believe it's the back pain that I have.
Okay.
Because, well, if you ever met Eric Bayless, who I know is listening in Chicago right now, crazy Eric. All right. I have never been tackled on concrete until Jake made that 61 yard. All right. I literally jumped up. I made the dumbest move I could have possibly made. Eric's a little bit stoutier than me.
Yep.
Built like a brick.
Yeah,
that house.
Yep.
And as I jumped, he dove at me, and we went right out of M10's concourse, flat onto the concrete, and I'm like, boom! He goes, "You all right?" I'm like, "I'll let you know when I can breathe again." So thanks, Jake. We appreciate it.
That's great.
Dave, you got something?
I guess, Aaron, what do you think of Philadelphia as a football culture, the city of Philly? You live around here, you know, in the city, you're among the people. What's it like for you?
Intense, I think, is probably the right word to use. Look, no, I genuinely love it.
It won't stop.
That's great. I love it, to be honest. I mean, I know that a lot of guys find it hard maybe to play here because it's so intense and that, but, I mean, as we spoke about before, I think if you just go out there and perform well and want to go out there and win, then I think they're going to love you. So as long as you perform well, that's kind of all that matters. And I think that's the same with most places, to be honest. That's how it is. But I love living here, and it's been great so far. Everyone's been very welcoming, and hopefully I get to call it home for a while.
Is an Australian rules football crowd rowdy? Intense?
Not as much as it is here, no. I mean, the way it is in Australia, it's a lot more...
Sam's over here like a proud mother.
Australia's a lot more 50-50 in terms of the crowds. Like, each team doesn't actually have their home field like they do here in America. So a lot of teams play at the same ground or the same field. So certainly it's a lot more enjoyable actually here, I find it, because having... you know, a whole stadium cheering for you and trying to give the opposition a hard time is pretty awesome.
And one last one. Let's talk about your performance this year, Aaron. How do you think you've done last year on the practice squad in Detroit?
My God, he was God's gift to this green earth in the Atlanta game. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, what a way to start. That was perfect.
Seriously.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like
I mean,
I've
you've been kind
okay.
of a lazy punk since.
Yeah, I have been. There's
especially
no doubt.
Sunday.
But hey, when the offense is doing what they're doing, there's no need for me to go out there, so I'm totally cool with that. But I feel like it's been all right. I started off very strong, and I've just tried to be as consistent as I possibly can. I've had a couple of games where I would have liked to have been a little bit better, but I think for the most part, I feel like I've been going really, really well. And, you know, in terms of not just the punting side of things, I think, you know, Jake and Rick have been outstanding so far, and I feel like we've just got a real good connection, and it probably has shown with the way Jake's been going this year. He's been absolutely incredible, and I feel like if we can kind of keep that going, then he's looking really, really good to kind of be a pro ball, you know, towards the end of the year.
Diaz, 10 seconds.
Just, I mean, Jake Elliott, Special Teams Player of the Month for November. Did he give you that already. Did he give you anything? Yeah, you contribute to that.
He gave me a nice high five. That's about it.
Oh.
You know, it was a bit
got to get in his face.
I was going to say.
He's still waiting for Carson's game check. But that's all right.
It is true. You have a lot to do with that.
He's been outstanding. And obviously, we know that he had a tough year, you know, last year. And obviously, there was a bit of pressure on him going into this year to be able to perform. And he's been absolutely lights out. I know he's only missed two, but one of them was blocked. So really, he's only actually missed one field goal all year, and he's been lights out for extra points. So I'm just super happy for him. We've got a great relationship and really become good friends since I've got over here in such a short amount of time, and hopefully that's kind of helped in his run.
Excellent. Excellent. Aaron, we appreciate you being here, sir.
No worries.
Thank you so much, Aaron. Have a great bye week. Aaron Sipos.
Thank you.
Suppose.
Giggity,
suppose.
Giggity. He does a giggity giggity on the way out.
Nice. Everybody, if you want a photo opportunity with Aaron, we're going to do so right in front of the Green Legion. Step repeat. Green Legion Radio Player Show live from the Fin here in Fishtown. Everybody, come on down. I see Mike O'Neill. I see Jared. I see Lisa. Yay. A lot of people coming in right now. Good to see. On behalf of myself, Hollis, Dave, Diaz, Sam, Aaron, we appreciate you being here. We'll be back right after this.
Professional show.
Obviously. Everybody, Green Legion Radio, Players Show. My name is Quimby. I'm joined alongside of Super Sam Brady, producing tonight. Michael Shut Up Diaz, host of your Philadelphia Eagles Insider Podcast. Mr. Dave Spadaro. Aaron Sipos just exited the building. He is an excellent guest.
Sipos.
I said Sipos. Whatever. Aaron S., like Robin S., show me love, baby.
People have meshed your name up your entire life, right?
Yeah, I don't really care.
Okay.
And, of course, Hollis Tank Thomas. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good.
Is it disco tank time?
You know.
I don't mind if you have the flower draped over your iPad. That's great. That's perfect. All right. Yeah.
With the flower pop,
is that
baby.
My shot?
More than
I just
likely.
Did one. All right.
It's your birthday.
Hey. Yeah, I got to get up in the morning. Yes, I got to figure out how to make an international flight without looking stupid.
Good luck with that.
Barcelo Bavaro Grand, be prepared. We're coming back. By the way, I am inevitable.
Fennels.
If you've seen the watch.
Nerds.
What are, you're a Star Wars fan, dude. Shut up.
Yeah, that's not nerdy.
And you still.
That was nerdy, uh-huh. What you just did.
Yeah. Unbelievable. I want to thank Mr. and Mrs. Harmon for coming out. Judy's here. Woo! There's all kinds of pretty little. Lisa, my neighbor, is here. Hey, Lisa. She's on the phone.
I think she's on the phone.
Yeah, it's okay. All right, everybody. We are live from the Fin here in Fishtown at the Fillmore, formerly Mad Rex.
Grand opening this Thursday,
right? That's 2 days from now, December 9th. You had to wait until my birthday and after, right? You guys suck. Where's Jeff?
Right, Jeff's pretty cool.
Jeff's busy doing interviews with. There he is, back there. He's, yeah, he's all good. Dressed up. He's got his sweater on.
If you want to destroy my sweater. Right. Hey, real quick, Spuds.
Yeah.
Hollis.
Yes.
It's the bye week.
Yeah.
Any good bye week stories you guys can remember?
Can you remember any?
Like players getting...
Don't go into Kaji yet.
I got a lot of good stories.
Players getting in trouble kind of stuff, you mean?
Anything.
No.
Not really players getting in trouble. I had a bunch of good bye weeks.
Every bye week's a good bye week.
Yeah, a music award bye week. When it's a music award or something, or going to Vegas and just winning a couple of, about 20 or 30 grand.
What music awards did you go to?
Billboard Music Awards.
Oh, nice. What year?
2007. We actually had a bye week right after the first week of the season.
What?
Yeah, we had a Thursday night game.
Oh, like a mini bye then.
Like it was we had an actual bye week and a mini bye because we played against Indianapolis. And when I was with the Saints, we played against Indianapolis on that Thursday night. We got that weekend off, and then we didn't have a game until the following week. So what ended up happening was you had to get so many days off during training camp, so he had to put them all right there. So we got a nice bye week.
Yeah, I can't think of anything that was like really outrageous because everybody goes on their own. They go see their family, and they a lot of players right now will celebrate Christmas because they won't have a chance to see their families
right
between now and the end of the season. So
we know Alex is in Disney World right now with the
sweet
family.
Yeah, I mean they really kind of keep it mellow.
What is sweet about Disney World?
With
bunch
the family,
snot-nosed kids running around.
Well, he's with the family and stuff.
Go to Barcelo. There's going to be a snot-nosed kid running around this weekend.
I will kick him.
I'm talking about you.
Oh.
Oh, God. Wow. That's mean.
Well, yeah, that's pretty
good. I should have gone to Punta Cana with you guys this weekend.
I'm going
to Mexico.
Okay, Richard.
I got a wedding.
Whose wedding? Yours?
No.
Don't worry. When his wedding comes around, we're all crashing it if we don't get the invite.
Wedding crasher.
No crash. You're not crash. It's not a crash. You're there.
All right. So let's get to some more football here, and then we want to get into some Flyers.
Oh,
nice.
Lord.
Nice.
I think
don't worry. Your Sixers are up right after that.
They beat you 43 last night. Oh.
All right. We got Washington, the Giants, Washington, and Dallas. All right, that's our next four after the bye week. Spuds, first, how does this play out?
Well, I think the Washington football team will lose this week to Dallas. There's actually a chance.
It's a big rivalry.
We find out next Sunday if our game has a chance, and it does have a chance, of being moved, flexed out to the 8 o'clock game. Do you guys know that?
Yep.
No, wait, what?
Eagles Washington next week could be.
This is adorable, by the way.
Yeah,
that's the Buddy Quinn.
Could be a Sunday night game instead of a 1 o'clock game. Which
we're still going to keep the brunch.
No,
menu. We'll keep the brunch menu.
We could do that.
Yeah,
I mean, look, Washington has beaten a lot of bad teams. They're not looking great, but they're winning. They got a
functional quarterback at this point,
and they've got a great wide receiver in Terry McLaurin.
Didn't they beat Tampa Bay?
They got a great. They did. But they were really, really injured. They were really injured that game.
Did Tampa Bay take the field?
Okay, fair enough.
They lost.
There we go.
Exactly.
Fair enough. I don't think Hollis has agreed with anything I've said for like how many weeks do you think?
I don't know.
Three or four. Since Jari Evans yelled at me,
that might be more than
and
a
gave
little.
Me COVID.
I didn't give you nothing. You took it on your own.
And so anyway,
we're still waiting for the letter from the FCC for Jari.
I think the Eagles look. I think when Jalen comes back healthy, he's a starting quarterback, and I think we come out and play great football against Washington. And then it's Washington. Then after that, it's who? The Giants.
Giants. Home after Christmas.
Giants. I mean, that's
the Giants.
And then at that time, Washington's playing Dallas again. And then we play Washington again, and then Dallas will have already won the division, and there's nothing to play for them. So I think the Eagles have a really good chance.
If they walk out of this year going 10-7,
it would be amazing.
I thought, right? 7-10 would be a fair amount, you know, give
or
take.
All right, first of all, there's no way they're going 4-0. This is a division. This is the NFC East. Nothing is a given. But
2019.
I'll take 3-1.
It's possible. They did it just 2 years ago.
Yeah,
when everything was
Sam, what do you got?
We have one win at home. One.
Yeah,
that's
one.
It. One. We need better than that.
We need better than that.
Close.
Well, we need you better to the microphone if you're going to speak up.
Or just mute her altogether.
Come on. I said we need more than one win.
Giggity.
That's right. We need three.
Well, it look.
Do you think three gets you?
Three more.
Three gets
I think
you
they. I think they beat the Giants. And based on what you're saying, Dave, I think they beat the Cowboys, but I think they split with Washington.
I agree. I think that's realistic.
And currently, I think everybody's missing the part where we're currently in the seventh position right now.
So 9-8, you know, hey, it's over 500.
I mean, look, let's just beat the Washington football team and see how the
team beat them at home.
See how it looks after that.
And what up, Pops?
And the game in Washington, the game in Landover, Maryland, is always an Eagles home game anyway, so bring the crowds down, Quimby. Bring the crowds down for that season finale, or the road finale in Washington, at Landover.
All right, well, you're going to have to talk to Connie about that because...
Come on, Connie.
Mackenzie, how are you? And what the hell? Nice surprise.
You are.
There we go. So we have three of Philly's finest 2022 swimsuit models here. And, well, three of the best, as far as I'm concerned. Right? Can we all...
Yes.
Can we all get a giggity?
Giggity.
All right.
Yay.
All right.
All right, let's get focused here.
Okay.
All right, so based on that, we're moving on. First of all, we got to talk about Twin Spires right now. Yeah, suck it, Diaz.
Yeah, but you lost last week.
I did. I did lose. But I came back again this week. So, let me tell you what I did.
I love the reports. I love these reports.
It's okay.
I'm indifferent. I don't need it.
So, 2 weeks ago, all right, I screwed up. You have to consider in college football the week, and if it's the week ending college football season, offenses and teams are out for broke. Now, doesn't mean a defense isn't out for broke as well. I'm sorry, let me rephrase this. Twin Spires, casino and sports app, the best deal in gaming apps right now, sports gaming apps. Download Twin Spires Casino and Sports app. We now have over 300 people that have downloaded it.
Nice, you win.
Over 40 that downloaded this week on the bus.
On the bus, yes.
On the bus, baby. Wait, the Barclays, right? Isn't that? Give me a ho. What's that bus song?
the Barclays.
Barclays. But best deal in sports app gaming. Download Twin Spires Sports and Casino app and create an account using Legion 10. Doesn't matter if it's upper or lowercase. Legion 10. There's a lot going on here, everybody. Bet or deposit $10. That's all you have to deposit. $10. Bet $10 on anything you want.
NFL game.
No.
Pro game. It's gotta anything. Be pro game. Pro game.
Pro game. So anything you want. Anything you want pro-wise. NFL?
Pro. Pro. NFL, yes.
It has to be pro.
It has to be a pro game, yeah. It
has to be NFL pro.
Yes.
Excellent. So bet on the Eagles.
We can't say NFL, but it can be pro, yeah.
Okay, can be NBA?
Pro football game.
Pro football game.
All bet right. on the Eagles. You get choose.
Bet on the Eagles. And the next day you have $250 in your account to do with whatever you choose. So, do that. I have been under the premonition that betting the under on every game in college football and pro football would work. I've been right. Suck it, Diaz.
Boring.
Now,
no, it's all about winning. I love hearing this.
2 weeks ago, because it was the last week of college football season, everybody was out for blood. And I was down.
Rivalry week.
Yeah, I was down $2,400 on Saturday alone. But the NFL picked it up for me, so I was only down 1,093 2 weeks ago. Last week, plus 2,170. Made it all back.
Season. Season total.
Season total, 13,190 in the last 8 weeks.
Pucker up, Diaz.
Plus. Plus. So,
can't wait to spend that money.
I cannot wait to say it once again. Suck it, Diaz. Suck it, Diaz. All right. So, let's get to some other sports because it is kind of funny. I got to be honest with you. Last week when everything started coming out about MLB and the differences between the players and the league, I mean, the disparity, it's so, they're not even close. It's embarrassing.
What is the bottom line issue? I really haven't followed it.
The bottom line issue is players are greedy and so are owners.
So it's just a percentage of the revenue who's getting what?
No.
There's service time, there's arbitration.
No, predominantly the issue is players feel as though they are undervalued based on television revenue. They're the ones that are bringing viewers to the table, and owners should not get as much of the television revenue as they should. They want it. They want more. Go ahead.
I don't know. I don't have the number in front of me because this is, you know, cold calling it from memory. But last year, baseball or not 2019, not the pandemic. 2019 record revenues and salaries were down 6.7%.
That's the problem.
I mean, so it's rising tide lifts all boats. You get record revenue, you should have record salary. And that's just how it goes. So, yes, everyone wants their more for themselves, of course.
And I get it. It just seems as though they cannot find that balance. But here's the funny part. here's the funny part. All right. When this all comes out, when everything about the tremendous space between, all right, we are literally talking about you know, light years right now. You go to MLB.com. Here are their top stories. Buckner's play.
Oh, God.
Yastrzemski right after that. Joe Carter's home run. Pedro Martinez, 17 strikeout game. Kerry Wood's 20 strikeout game. Ichiro hitting dingers at a high school, ballpark. And then by gear. Not a single mention of any disparity whatsoever between the players' union and the owners.
They're owned by the league.
I get it, but it's hysterical.
And the other hysterical part is they pretty much stripped all the current players' names from all the stories and everything. So that was the funniest thing ever.
Volume. From the gut, baby.
Well, let me ask you something, because you're not on Twitter, and we are on Twitter.
I am on Twitter. You just run it.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. The company's on Twitter. But because MLB.com replaced all the players' photos with, like, their version of a Twitter egg, just like a silhouette of a person, all the major league players were replacing their avatars on Twitter with the little silhouette because they're not affiliated.
Yeah.
And I thought that was it.
So what's going to happen? So like, I mean, spring training, obviously, it doesn't start until the spring, March.
End of February.
February
pitches. It is a door knock away.
Free agency is still shut down.
It's shut down, yeah.
And there's no salary cap in place? They have to negotiate all of that stuff?
There's the luxury tax. People think that it should be pushed lower tax percentages, or push the dollar amount out. The players want a minimum. Because you just heard Max Scherzer sign for this whatever, but it's $43 million a year, which is like more than the entire Pittsburgh Pirates salary.
LOL Mets.
is baseball, like seriously, like, is it going to die?
More than likely, because the only thing that brought it back last time was the steroid era. When they started hitting all those home runs, that's what brought the people back. If they go on strike this time, it's going to be hard to bring people back in the stadium.
They do these, and by they, I mean whoever.
Sorry, just a moment.
Because so far, Halloween's a bigger letdown than being a Mets fan.
Opening day, and here's the first pitch, and the season's over.
The powers that be that do these studies, these sports information, I don't even know how they get this type of info, but they survey the fans online or whatever, and season ticket holders, I don't know, and they get the average age of the fan of each league, you know, and NFL football is 36, and the average age of NBA is 32, and soccer's 28, and NHL is 37, and then baseball's like 58. It's just way out of whack. Everyone is just old, and you know, we don't want to change the game, and I don't know baseball and stuff like that.
You
want to
talk about good old boy network?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, MLB personifies.
I mean, and when you say the average
You think coaching in the NFL is the personification of good old boy network? No. Major League Baseball in its entirety is the good old boy network.
Well, but they did make some really radical changes, which I think stink. I hate the shift. I hate all the analytics.
Yep,
I think it's ruined the game.
Yep,
I don't want to watch a strikeout.
What are you talking about? You don't want to sit there for 4 hours?
It's not even that. Well, games go by, because they're taking so much time and there's so many substitutions. But it's either a home run or a strikeout, and I hate it.
Yep.
Unfortunately, though, the stats. I mean, baseball's always been based off statistics, and I get in this argument all the time. You know, it's the bottom of the ninth. You got a relief pitcher, and he throws, left-handed batters hit 265, and then right-handed batters hit 245. We're talking about 5 extra hits per 100, and we have no doubt about it that pitcher should be replaced based off that bat.
You know, one quick thing. What I really care about is a guy rips a line drive in the hole, and the third baseman's there.
Giggity.
I hate it. a ground ball up the middle is a base hit, but the shortstop's standing there.
I think there should be two fielders
on the second base.
Minimum two fielders on both sides.
I hate the shift.
Base.
The shift ruined baseball.
All right, everybody. Green Legion Radio Players Show, live from the Finn House. Sit back, relax, enjoy yourself. Crazy Bunny. What is that? What's that shirt?
Psycho Bunny.
Psycho Bunny. Psycho Bunny. Everybody, Bucks County Baseball Company, the premier vintage sports and clothing collectibles retail store in the tri-state area. Visit www.buckscountybaseballco.com or stop by their Bristol, PA location on weekends. Items from the Phillies, Eagles, Sixers, Flyers, and much, much more. Again, www.buckscountybaseballco.com or stop by their Bristol, PA location. The showroom is huge, and the website is even bigger. Bucks County Baseball Company, the name in Philly for vintage sports. Green Legion Radio Player Show live from the Finn. Appreciate everybody coming down, celebrating a little birthday. Hey, I'm full of hot air. Brought to you by friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. Back right after this. Professional show once again. You know what? We're all just a bunch of idiots sitting around the water cooler drinking right
Speak
now.
Speak for yourself.
Well, and by water cooler,
did I give you your check yet?
You did.
And I have not been fired. All right, well then get out. Everybody, Green Legion Radio Players Show live from the Finn in Fishtown, formerly Mad Rex here at the Fillmore. An American cuisine garnished by European something.
Delicious.
What was...
Yeah. So cultured.
I'm sorry.
In your old age, so cultured.
Whatever, man. Excellent food, excellent people, excellent all around. I appreciate you guys that all came out to celebrate my birthday with me. Thank you.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Happy birthday.
That was all four of them. No, it's okay. So, since Zach left, let's talk a little bit about those Flyers, huh? Oh, my God. All right, first of all, I want to say this, and I don't care because it's my birthday and I've actually had a couple. There was a survey that came out about a year or two ago, if you remember, organizations that hated the Flyers more than anything.
Oh, no, it was Twitter accounts, and I am very proud of this.
All right, it was you, it was me, it was the Green Legion. We were all like top five. Do you remember this?
Yes, I have the list right here. It was just me, quite honestly.
Okay.
It was first to some guy on some other station. Then it was the Green Legion Twitter. Then it was Michael Diaz. Then it was program director Sean Brace.
Nice.
So what's up? What's up, SB? I'm above you. Then we got some, some other Philadelphia.
Now, we know who started this, right?
No, we don't.
Oh, I guarantee it was fans of Philly.
Spike Eskin.
Or Spike Eskin or some jackass derivative of that.
They're all on this list.
They're on this
list. Yeah, they're just not as
well, yeah, they're not as prevalent.
Yeah, all right. They're waiting.
Well, I'd like to start the list of people whose lips are wrapped firmly around. Am I allowed to say that?
No.
I stopped.
We didn't hear the gobbler.
I did. Joe? John? Anybody?
Yeah, we're good to go.
We're good. So here we are. I have been saying this for years. There is no player accountability. Doesn't matter who coaches this team. The entire issue is rooted in Comcast. All right? You guys are getting these hall passes that Ed Snyder put in place, which, by the way, Ed Snyder, scumbag. Let me say that again.
Let me
say that again to Philly faithful. Ed Snyder, scumbag.
The late Ed
Read
Snyder.
I don't give a damn if he was dead or not. He was a scumbag. Read the article about how Ed Snyder acquired the Flyers. Not how he bought them. Not how he purchased them. Read the article about how Ed Snyder acquired the Flyers. It is disturbing in every way, shape, or form. And since then, by the way, yeah, you're last on the list. What do you do a couple years ago when it's evident that Bobby Clark, Paul Holmgren, and the rest of those in the ivory tower don't know what they're doing yet have jobs for life? What do you do? You raise ticket prices. The guy in front of you in a row pays $2 more per ticket. The guy behind you in the row pays $2 less. You guys are a bunch of micromanaging jackasses. Straight up. I gave up on the Flyers a while ago because I saw this coming. Do I want to be a fan? Hell yeah.
If
Flyers playoff games are awesome.
That's excellent, man. There's nothing better than a full house when you're watching the Flyers and the Penguins knock each other to death. All right. However, if you didn't see the direction this team was going, first of all, we could start with Claude Giroux. Sorry, should have never had a C. Should have never had a C. You could have been an entire career with an A, but you should never had that C on your uniform.
What does the C stand for?
Yes. See you next Tuesday. Unfortunately, we will be.
Where's Rexy?
Rexy! Leadership.
Leadership.
This team is a complete disaster. They got rid of Ron Hextall, the only person that knew how to build a team. And now here they are scrambling after getting rid of AV. Look, we get it. You don't know what you're doing. And you're making it more evident now than ever before. Go, please.
I don't want to be dancing on the grave. It's not dead.
I don't give a damn about dancing on Ed Snyder's grave.
No, Ed Snyder. I'm just talking about the Flyers in the rough patch of what they're going through. And you're saying you didn't see this coming. There has been nothing different for the last decade. There's been nothing different
for the last two decades. Well, we just had a 2010 run that was an anomaly.
Yeah, they made the playoffs during the aughts or whatever. But the last 10 years, what's so funny, now, and I feel sorry for Sack because I have to lump him in with all the mouth-breathing zombies that I call my Flyers friends, who just buried me. And listen, I always bring it back to the Sixers, and the Sixers haven't been perfect, and Hextall wasn't perfect either, but he had a long-term vision of building through the draft and building young guys, and they just didn't want to wait long enough, which kind of happened to our guy, too. But
oh, God, really?
But they are in the exact same spot. It's been a decade. They've won one playoff series in a decade. They are capped out, and they're young guys. They don't have any young talent coming up. So it's going to be a full rebuild, sell off the parts for future assets. That's the best that we can do.
Well, I'm kind of miffed that you would take this time when Sack is not here to defend himself.
He called off.
He called off?
Yeah, he's crying. He's crying in a box of Puffs.
I don't think he's crying as much as you are.
He's trying to sell his Flyers tickets on StubHub right now.
I don't know. You still can't find a guy that plays point guard that can shoot that wants to be here.
Oh, Tyrese Maxey. He's doing pretty damn good. He doesn't even play point guard. He's playing point guard.
Yeah. But you can't. The weird thing is both of those franchises are kind of in shambles, and it's like when you look at
volume.
When you look at it, they're in shambles.
I've been trying to give you the signals.
Oh, is that what you're giving?
This means volume up, picked up.
Deepest apologies. So when you look at what they've been doing, they've been really stinking up the joint and just trying to feed crap to us. And he's been telling me the entire time.
Thank you.
I've been telling you. Come on, throw me in there. Dude.
No, you haven't.
Don't you it. Dude, you're a trusted
guy. No, he has. Well, it's just not been as force fed.
Well, no, he hasn't been telling me, but he was telling me about the Flyers because I got into hockey because as a kid I watched the St. Louis Blues for a while, Bernie Federko, the whole shebang, Brett Hull, and then I was getting into the Flyers, and mainly because of my boy Al, and he was teaching me the game and stuff, and I was enjoying the game because it's violent and I like to see violence.
I choose violence.
Yes. And learning the game and going to a bunch of the games, it seemed like sometimes we were outmatched. Sometimes it's a kid on the Islanders. I think he wears number 97. He made us look like all of us were in quicksand with our skates. That's how fast he was skating around. And looking at what they've been doing, it's just kind of like they're just like digging a hole and everybody keeps throwing dirt in it.
Didn't they, and I don't follow hockey, obviously, but didn't they, like, a couple of years ago, they had a bunch of young kids, and, like, Nolan Patrick.
Yes,
and, like,
Nolan Patrick is a bust.
Right, he's in Vegas now, right? But, like, whatever happened to all those young, rising
Nolan
talent?
Carroll, knocked by strength coach on the Jets.
On the Jets.
They're here, and I don't follow the league as closely as Sack. He knows the whole league. He knows everyone. And I think what happens is especially fans, is we, Dave, maybe you're like me, I kind of have to take it from someone I trust like Sack.
I don't really watch hockey.
And I think
just like anyone does, with they overvalue their own players. You know, Provorov is Carter Hart is a franchise goalie. Maybe he might be. It's I don't know. They drafted him 6 seasons ago. Maybe he is.
Kind of like Markel Fultz.
Ivan Provorov. Ivan Provorov is going to be good. Ivan Provorov's down. Well, he needs a better pair. At some point, these guys got to be the guys. Konechny, he's the next coming. Oh no, he's not really got it. And who's been here the whole time? Through three general managers, through six head coaches, the guy with the C, Claude Giroux, and now there's call, you know, within the media, and who really knows, like whatever. But it's like maybe it's time we ask him to waive that no trade clause.
Real quick, I want to point out one thing.
What's that?
Sam has been the least bit excited since Aaron left.
I know she is.
I know. It's dry as a desert out here.
I just don't care about hockey or baseball during football season.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sam.
Well, no, I think my statement was funnier.
I think this just became awkward.
She actually lost her complete and utter stuff a little while. There it is. There's the vein on the forehead.
No, I'm just saying. It's football season.
Yeah, and hockey season lasts for like, I mean, the Flyers have
forever.
Won.
You're skating on ice in the summer.
Yeah, the Flyers have not won in 9 games, right? They could still make the, I mean, I know it's a long way to go, but they could still turn it around to make the playoffs.
Oh that my doesn't God, happen. Shut your traps.
Well, talking about the NFL, let's look at player awards. Who guess who's leading in the MVP race so far?
Who's that?
Aaron Tsipras?
He should be.
Thank you. You got his name right.
Damn you.
I think Sam, that's why Sam's trying to bring us back to football.
By the way, the next sip, thenecksip.com, Leah and Christy here, our good friends at The Neck Sip. Make sure you check them out.
Be talking to y'all.
Yes. Oh, my God, I love those glasses, Leah. How you doing? Everybody, can we get a quick
E-A-G-L-E-S-E-O.
Those who are on the far side of the booth, you are not drinking on me tonight. All right, where were we?
Luckily, I am. It's Tom Brady. Tom Brady's plus 175 to win MVP.
No.
Let's talk about the MVP. Giggity.
He's got a clear road through the playoffs. Yeah.
All right. There was a lot I wanted to do right there, and I.
Yeah, don't do it. Don't do it.
You play against Tom Brady?
Yeah.
How many times? I know it's Super Bowl, of course, but
a bunch of times. I got a couple of pitches where I'm knocking the crap out of him.
Yep. Can I have copies of?
Is the ball?
Sam needs it for one handed.
Is the ball out
reading.
Of his hands?
No, the ball is in his hands, and I'm hitting him.
Who are you guys? I'm going here.
I'm hitting him when he's in the pocket, Dirk.
All right. Well, let's do this. We're coming up on a break here. I don't want this to get stale because when I come back, it's time for the Bitch Simmons report and Haja.
All right.
Actually, you know what?
Is there a report?
We got 3 minutes. Why don't we get to the Bitch Simmons report right now?
Okay.
Diaz, you're up.
So, do we have to talk about Ben Simmons?
Well, Sixers in general.
We'll talk about Ben Simmons here first.
Hold up. You got that, right? You heard that skate.
Hold up.
Oh, I heard it.
Portland fired their GM, Neil Olshey, last week, and now there's talk about breaking up the C.J. McCollum and Dame Lillard. Report out of The Athletic yesterday that Dame Lillard has said he wants to play with Ben Simmons.
Yes.
That came out, and a package sent around maybe C.J. McCollum.
Are they both represented by Clutch?
No. I don't know who Dame's represented by.
That sounds really weird.
The Sixers.
They want defense. He wants defense.
Yeah, they want defense
in the backcourt.
Yeah, they are
Which
like the worst
backcourt.
Yeah, and they are the worst defensive team in the not the worst literally, but yeah. they are bad. A package centered around C.J. McCollum as a non-starter for the Sixers. At least that's what they say now. Now we've got what's today? The 7th. Tomorrow's Wednesday. The 8th. December 15th is when all players that signed in the offseason or were traded become available for trade. So, you know, we've been waiting for this time. It doesn't mean that a trade is imminent or it's going to happen on December 16th, but what it does mean is more guys are available to be moved, and talks should open up a bit more.
Hey, Spuds.
I think I like that. Good picture.
You think?
Yeah. I think
sent it to you, Sam.
December 15th is when players who were signed this year can be traded.
That's right.
That's when it's all going to start
trading. Yeah. There's more guys available.
The Indiana Pacers, they're going to blow it up.
Yeah, they announced today that Caris LeVert's available, Sabonis, Miles Turner, they're all available. None of those guys kind of
really move the needle.
Yeah, but once players start moving, it'll open up the floodgates.
Right, you get a third team available.
It's been what? How many games have the Sixers played? 25?
25. I think they're 14-11 or 13-11 or something like that.
I mean, I
best
wonder,
purchase decision I ever made was giving up my sweet tooth.
That was a bad decision.
I wonder if Ben wants to play basketball anymore.
I hear it. Him and Kyrie too. Kyrie Irving is waiting for a plant-based vaccine. That's what he's waiting for.
What?
Sam.
What?
Sam doesn't want to talk basketball
okay,
either.
Now but, let's try to get an answer from someone who's not a complete.
No, good save.
Way to go, great save.
Well done. You haven't had enough drinks, I guess.
Yeah, I'm good. Day. I'm good right now.
But yeah, he wants a plant-based vaccine.
Oh my God, Tank, what are you doing over there?
Nothing.
There you go.
No. I was showing everybody the picture of me hitting Tom Brady right in the pow, right in the kisser. Pow, right in the kisser. Pow, right in the kisser. I wasn't go done on. Yet.
Hey, shut up.
So that's your Bitch Simmons report.
All right, yeah. Bitch Simmons report. Let's do this. Let's call it a day here on our first to last break.
All right.
Green Legion Radio Player Show. I'm pretty hammered right now on my birthday. Thanks.
As well you should be, Quimby.
John Jansen, I appreciate you putting up with us. Everybody, on behalf of Sam, Diaz, Spuds, and Tank, we'll be back for one more segment here. Live from the Finn in Fishtown. Bringing the fish back to Fishtown, formerly Mad Rex at the Fillmore. We'll be back right after this.
With this up in the studio, yeah. All I want for my birthday is a big booty gun.
Here right now.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty gun.
Thank you, sir. All right, everybody. Green Legion Radio Player Show, live from the Finn here in Fishtown, formerly Mad Rex at the Fillmore. If you guys are anywhere close, come on down. Appreciate everybody being here. My neighbors, my friends, my employees, my staff, the radio panel, everybody. People. Man, I really appreciate you guys being here. And Tank and I are going to get drunk for 10 straight days on my birthday.
Damn, Skippy.
Yep. Okay. Down at Barcelo Bavaro Grand, our spot. That's our spot. That's our go-to place.
Yes.
Having a conversation with my cousin Brad on the way over here. My twin cousin, Brad.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we were born on the same day. And he came down last year to Barcelo for our 50th birthday celebration. And he's like, man, I would love to go back down there. I'm like, bro, listen, if you travel the Caribbean enough and you find a spot that you completely dig, yeah, put your roots in. Don't even bother because...
You'll be disappointed someplace else.
Well, you can only find so many turquoise blue
waters, yeah.
beaches, but what you wind up finding is your own little spot and the employees that they keep forever that become friends of yours.
Yeah.
And, you know, you wind up going down there and it's as if you didn't miss a beat. We haven't been down there in 4 months.
Nope.
And I'm disappointed about that, but
a little bit.
There was nothing
football
we could
season,
do.
Man.
I know, but the last time we went down there, I thought everybody knew me. I thought I was going.
You thought you were cool, right?
No. I thought I was going where everybody knew my name.
It's not right. Cheers. It's Marcelo right. Bavaro.
Don't worry, Black Ted Danson. You're good. All right. Well, let's do this. Do we want to cover anything else? On Sixers.
Or will you guys? Oh, I'm sorry, Sixers.
No.
I want to ask, how will it feel rooting for the Dallas Cowboys?
Stop it. We never do that, Dave. There's got to be another way.
Wait a minute. Are we rooting for the Cowboys?
No, we are not. We're never doing
that. I would never root for the Cowboys. I would have the rest.
Hold on a second. Who are you talking to over there?
I know.
Listen, I have my price. But over there?
As long as they go
that
under.
That cannot be bought.
No.
Okay.
I want the Cowboys to be destroyed.
Fair. Okay.
Point blank.
No matter what. No matter when.
No matter what.
Eagles playoff spots on the line. Cowboys have to win the game.
It's not a playoff spot. We already know, in the spot right now.
I know. What are we talking about, by the way?
Well, look, Washington's ahead of the Eagles. So, honestly, Eagles fans should.
Oh, right now we want the Cowboys to win.
Yeah, exactly.
100%.
So, but Hollis can't bring himself to do it.
No, I won't.
Hold on, Tank, for a second.
I want them to lose.
Are you an Eagles fan over a Cowboys fan?
Yeah.
All right, then you got to root for the Cowboys.
I'm not rooting for the Cowboys.
We play Washington twice. Can't we take care of it?
Yeah, true.
Thank
true.
You.
Hold on.
There always is a way.
There is always a way to get help.
I can't wait for the media reports tomorrow. Dave Spadaro roots for Cowboys.
That's fine.
Hey, it's better than what he had to put up with a few weeks ago. We're good.
That's for damn sure.
All right, let's do this. Everybody, it's time for...
Kickass or Jackass.
Our favorite segment here on Green Legion Radio. Diaz has been working tirelessly.
It's hard. It's hard to do, but I found some.
Oh, God.
To bring up topics in which we are allowed to give our opinion. We call it kickass or jackass. So, Diaz, I believe we should just go clockwise like my brand new Marvel's Avenger watch.
Okay, nerd. Should we end with Sam? Is that a good anchor?
No, it's perfect.
Okay.
She's the best.
Talking to the mic, Sam. So, we'll start with Dave. Kickass or jackass? And Quimby said, you know what? I find some good bi-week activities, kickass or jackass. So we're going to do that. And Dave, you tell me what you think about this. Okay, how about this? Let's start in 2004. Jaguars' Dwayne Gratz cited for disorderly intoxication and trespassing after trying to pay for items at a store with gum. Kickass or jackass?
Total jackass.
Jackass, man.
Wait, Bazooka Joe is not an official commercial.
That's currency where I come from.
You know how many crumb cakes I can get for this gum?
That's currency on the schoolyard.
What do you mean? You're up. Let's go.
I say kick ass. Why? That means he has to be trashed to have to do that.
The answer is kick ass.
Thank
okay.
you.
This one I'm gonna skip. In 2011, let's go to this. Patriots Rob Gronkowski spends his bye week with porn star BB Jones.
Kick ass.
Kick ass.
Gronk is a jackass, so jackass.
Stinky Sam.
If it was any other player,
Salty Sam.
I would
have
been kick ass.
Salty Sam.
I understand, Sam.
All right, this is a special playoff bye week. In 2008, Cowboys Tony Romo heads to Cabo with Jessica Simpson on the bye week before division round playoff versus the New York Giants.
Yeah, I mean, jackass move. I'm not even a fan of Jessica Simpson.
Wait, didn't he marry her?
No.
She's not worth marrying anyway. I've seen her in person.
She is unsightly.
Hold on.
She is exactly.
Hold on.
Exactly.
Jansen?
No, don't even.
No, 652. I want you to pull that clip.
She is unsightly. I'm about to say jackass.
Jessica Simpson? I'd do it for the story. Kick ass.
Jackass.
The correct answer is kick ass. How about this? In 2016, Dave, kick ass or jackass? Eagles' Nigel Bradham arrested at airport for carrying loaded gun in his backpack. Kick ass or jackass?
I mean, again, all jackass.
If you do dumbass things, you're going to be labeled a dumbass.
Dumbass, that's right.
Mr. Dumas. Yeah. So we got to say jackass.
I still think Nigel Bradham was one of the key ingredients in us winning a Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
So he gets a little bit of relief, but no, complete and total jackass.
Jackass.
The correct answer is jackass. How about this? In 2013, Chiefs Dwayne Bowe arrested for marijuana possession. Is that kickass or jackass?
Inconsequential.
Nobody cares about marijuana.
Right, inconsequential.
I'm gonna say kickass because he's one of those guys you don't take out with the boys because he's loose with the lips with all the ladies. He tells on everybody. He was on one of those.
That's some inside info.
Hold on a second.
No, you didn't see him on the HBO special?
No.
With him and what's the guy's name? Wild Style. They call him Wild Style. Number 75. Wiley. They were both on the HBO.
Marcellus
special.
Wiley.
Marcellus Wiley. Both on the HBO special. Being Richards.
Is that the guy from Pulp Fiction?
They broke the guy code.
Marcellus Wallace.
Both of them broke the Mantastic code. They were telling on every NFL player talking about, you know, you have women waiting on you when you get in there.
Hey,
I got it.
Get it off now.
He's up there.
No, I'm not easy.
He's up there.
Dwayne Bowe, kick ass or jackass?
He's up there. Sizzle
jackass.
Jackass.
Okay.
The correct answer is kick-ass. Jackass, we're getting arrested for that. Now, this one's kind of long. I wish we started this with Aaron Sipos.
Sipos
when he was here.
Oh, my God, Sipos. Enough. Nobody cares.
It's his first bye week. This is an epic one here. In 2010, it's going to take me a second here. Dave, kick-ass or Jackass? Yep. In 2010, Colts Pat McAfee, punter, arrested for public intoxication at 5 a.m. Mm-hmm. when police arrested him after finding him swimming in a city canal near the Broad Ripple neighborhood of Indianapolis in October. Pat McAfee had a blood alcohol content of 0.15, almost twice the legal limit for driving in most states. Police reported to the scene when they received a call from a woman.
0.15 is for losers.
Who feared that McAfee would try to enter her car. She told police a man with no shirt walked up to the car at a red light, so she ran the light and called 911. When attempting to explain why he was completely soaked, McAfee informed the police he had been drinking. In response to police questioning on how much he had to drink, McAfee stated, "A lot, because I'm drunk." I know I'm drunk, but does that mean I cannot walk home? Reportedly, McAfee needed help standing up after taking a blood alcohol test before heading out to the bars on Tuesday. McAfee let everyone on Twitter know he was ready to party. The former West Virginia punter tweeted, bye week, time to get some ish done. Happy Tuesday party, people.
Yeah, I'm a huge Pat McAfee fan. Kick ass.
Pat McAfee is my dog. Yeah.
Total kick ass, man.
I don't understand why it was even.
Oh my God! Just say kick ass.
Kick ass. Take care of yourself this week, Aaron. Don't be a Pat McAfee.
Don't Pat McAfee. That,
yeah. That's this week's kick ass or jackass.
Good one.
It's a bye week.
All right, everybody. I think it's time to wrap it up. Yeah.
Just a bit outside.
Everybody from the Fin here in Fishtown. Appreciate everybody being here. Appreciate those that came out for my birthday. Appreciate those that came out to see everybody else. On behalf of myself, Super Sam Brady,
Happy birthday, Michael Diaz.
Thank you. Host of your Philadelphia Eagles Insider Podcast, Mr. Dave Spadaro, the backbone of Green Legion Radio, number 78 in your program, number one in your hearts, Mr. Hollis Tank Thomas. My name's Quimby. Jen's on fire right now. Jen's on fire. Everybody, we appreciate you being out here. We're going to call it a day. John Jansen, take it away, baby.